W-T-H.
What the hell?
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 This is the WTH.
The WTH podcast.
Hold on to your butts.
Jason Casey.
Jason Casey.
Kareem Daniels.
Kareem Daniels.
And Nate Darling.
Nate Darling.
From the Darling New Media Studios.
This is the WTH Podcast.
Alrighty, howdy, and welcome in. It's our last one of 2019.
Oh, shit.
Last podcast of 2019. The next time you hear us, it will be 2020.
Where did the year go?
Oh, my God. I remember when I was a teenager, and I don't know if you guys did this at all, and you started to look ahead of where you would be and how old you would be in the year 2000. So for myself, I'm like a year older than Kareem, and I'm a little bit older than you. So we're talking about the 80s. So we're talking about, you know, you're like 13, 14 years old. You're talking about someone, I'm like, oh, year 2000, I'm going to be about 30. That's fucking forever.
Yeah.
We are now 20 years past that. It's insanity to me.
The years go by like months.
And yeah, that's one of the things that I think that as I get older that I'm really noticing more. And it's really one of those things like time is relative. And the longer that we're here, you know, the shorter it's like, you know what I mean? Like when you're 10 years old,
right?
5 years is half your fucking life. So half of your experience is like, so 5 years is a lot of fucking time.
Right.
So when you are, like me, I just turned 42.
Right.
When you're 42, like a year is 141. You know what I mean? Like it's like that ridiculous. Like,
so this, here's a bit of, God, it sucks so much. I have been in Sacramento now for so long that there were kids that were in first grade when I got here who are now out of high school.
Yeah.
An entire elementary and high school career in the books since I have been in Sacramento. And I feel like I just got here.
Mm.
And I look back and I go, how long have I known so-and-so? How long have I known Kareem? And I was looking back earlier this week and I'm like, you know, how long have you guys been doing the show with me? And I was looking and, you know, I'm going through and I'm thinking about it. I go, shit, these guys have been doing the show with me for more than 3 years now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been, I think, Jason, it was just before you got married, right?
I believe so.
You left to go get married. That means you've both been doing the show for more than 4 years. Mm. People have begun and ended college in that time.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's your end of the year mind fuck, everybody.
Well, for me, it was like I coach kids in flag football and they're in college now.
Yeah, I mean, like I had brothers and sisters that have kids, full families, you know, like, yeah. I mean, it's nuts. I remember changing my brother's diaper. You know, I mean, like, you know, I mean, like, I remember when he was the night he was born and it seems like it was fucking yesterday. Like I'm 40 fucking 2 years old.
Right.
Like, yeah. And I'm saying it's because I just turned 42 4 weeks ago at this point. Like, when I heard somebody was 42 when I was 12, like that was like, that guy's fucking old.
Yeah. Dude, you would think someone who was 25 was old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At a certain point. Here's the other mind fuck. I will play with you for a moment.
Mm.
Do you think of yourself as middle-aged?
No.
Okay.
I didn't until I woke up with my knee in pain.
Right. You hurt yourself sleeping. No one thinks of themselves as middle-aged. No. You think of other people as middle-aged. And you know how I know I'm not middle-aged? Because I'm not. Because I'm going to be 50 in a couple of months, which means if I'm middle-aged, I have to live to 100 fucking years old.
And now it's time for the airing of the fucking grievances.
I thought that was an appropriate thing. Jason, what you got?
Oh, man. Yeah, that fucking whole time thing, dude. Can I just talk about it like that? Can you remember my fucking grievance?
It's your time to grieve.
Getting fucking older? Like, just the idea of it. Like, just like so many levels. Like, from if it's like you see a girl and you're like, man, she's kind of hot. And then you're like, holy shit, she's like 19. Ah! Like, what am I thinking? Like, what am I thinking? You know, like, or like.
By the way, let me pause you for a moment.
Yeah.
That girl that was 19 when I moved to Sacramento is in her 30s now.
Yeah. I know. Oh, man. Or just like just the whole idea, like the big moments in my life that seemed like such a journey in the first place already when I got there and where I am now. And it's like, fuck, man, I've had a lot of journey. Like, it's just, it's like, fuck, man, fuck time and the fucking the way that it works. And just like, I don't feel like I'm 42. Like, and I guess that's a good thing in a way. I don't feel like I'm 42.
I don't think anybody does. Yeah. I mean, we've passed that because we've gotten to the point where we just hold on to our childhood stuff, whether it's video games or whatever.
Yeah.
It's easy. And you almost have, you've got kids, you almost have to.
Yeah. Well, I just know I don't want to be an asshole like my parents. So I know. Like, honestly, though, I mean, like, I love my parents, right? But I mean, at the same time, like, I guess that's the thing I need to remember. Like, I remember that I've set myself up in so many ways to prevent that, like by doing stuff like this, doing comedy, like knowing that I have something else besides work, because I feel like my parents are just pissed because all they had was work.
Yeah, I think that's a lot of it. I mean, that was what you did. But my parents, I don't think my parents were pissed like that, but it was just they weren't fun.
Yeah. So yeah, fuck time and getting older and shit and... Oh, man.
Kareem?
We're at the end of the year, and it's been a crazy year, and the future doesn't look bright. So fuck the Republican Party for not standing up and being men or women, kowtowing to this red, orange motherfucker in the White House. And they do not really understand the consequences of what's about to happen. It's like when we were talking earlier about your daughter, and if you don't get a hold of that, they are going to create a fucking monster. And then they're not going to be able to rein them in.
Well, and here's the other side of that. They think it's great because it's their monster. What happens if their monster loses?
Yeah.
And it's Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
Now suddenly you've got President Bernie Sanders who goes, hey, I guess now we don't have any rules and I get to do whatever I want.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to do whatever I want now.
Them motherfuckers are going to flip their lid. And the crazy thing is, like I was watching this morning, if they were trying, they were setting up to, if Hillary Clinton had won, they were going to impeach her on Benghazi. And they're whining about
where there have been dozens of investigations and absolutely nothing found about it.
Yeah. And when this shit is clear as day, there's nothing to quibble about. And I'm like I said, I'm ashamed to say that I was a Republican at one point because of these jokes of politicians that are in these are the and fucking Jim Jordan and all these whiny, crying ass, bitchy ass. It's a damn shame.
I see a lot of talk about the. So I'm going to go in. I'm going to talk a little bit about the whole impeachment inquiry and everything that goes with it. And there's been a lot of talk, and you see a lot of stuff on social media, and you see a lot of people posting, and a lot of angry white guys yelling. Who are Republicans about how this isn't fair and that isn't fair. And what about this? And what about the things that Joe Biden did wrong? Let me make this really clear to everybody out there. I don't care what side you fall on, whether you think that Trump should be impeached or shouldn't be impeached or whatever it might be. The question that we should be looking at, and the only question we should be looking at in this case is, did President Trump abuse his power in a way that's contrary to the Constitution? And did he obstruct the investigation into that? Because those are the two articles of impeachment right now. It has nothing to do with Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, Hillary Clinton, Richard Nixon, LBJ, Abraham Lincoln, or anybody else. It has to do with what Donald Trump did and directed people to do. That's it. Let's have a fucking conversation for a moment about that and that alone. Don't talk about we didn't get a fact witness, or we did get a fact witness, or it was behind the scenes, or it was out in the open, or we didn't get this, we didn't get that. How about a fucking conversation, an honest, open conversation, face to face? Did he do this? Did he break his oath of office, which is to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States of America? That is literally the only question. And that's not a fucking partisan question. It shouldn't be a partisan question.
Nope.
It's become a partisan question only to the Republican Party, because they are so afraid that if they say, hey, guess what? This guy did this and he has to go, that the people that support him, which, by the way, is in fact a very it's a minority of the people who voted for him. And of the people who voted for him, many voted for him because and only because he was the Republican option.
Yep.
It wasn't that they were deathly in love with Donald Trump and everything he did and everything he stood for. And by not having the backbone to stand up and say, is this wrong? Is this something that should be looked at? And actually looking at it on the face of what has gone on, and to then turn around and go, well, Clinton was impeached because he perjured himself. Fuck you.
Clinton was impeached over a blowjob.
Yeah, he committed perjury. But you know what else he did? He fucking showed up to testify and he didn't obstruct the investigation.
Nope, he cooperated.
I'm done with everybody. I see these threads and I write this on every single one. The only thing we need to talk about is what Donald Trump did. The rest of it is just a distraction and it doesn't matter. And I'm tired of it.
Shit, Nate's taking his shirt off and he's getting sweaty.
Look, here's the deal. I'm tired of the whole thing.
That make two of us.
Seriously? End all of these fucking bullshit bickering things. And I see them do it. But when you put down... Here's the only question. What did Donald Trump do, and was it wrong? No one has a fucking rebuttal for that.
Nope.
No one has an answer for that. Absolutely no one has an answer for that. They can try and spin their bullshit on all the other stuff, and people fall into that fucking maelstrom of nonsense. Don't fall into the maelstrom of nonsense.
Well, he didn't do it because he didn't really mean that. Like, no, he did that shit.
It doesn't, like,
I can't go to court and be like, oh, well, I didn't know I was over the speed limit. Yeah, and they'd be like, oh, sorry, you're good to go.
That's the thing that just fucking bothers me more than anything else about these fucking people. Like, these people, these fucking supporters. And fucking, like, if you get pulled over and you get a ticket, you gotta fucking pay the fine. Like, you, doesn't matter who you are or where you are. Like, you're gonna, but you have to, you break a law and you have to fucking, you pay for it.
Hold on. Why do I have to do that? Hunter Biden got all this extra money for something.
What does he have to do with the conversation?
But Hunter Biden.
What does he have to do? What does he have to do with the conversation?
Exactly.
What does he have to do with the conversation?
Exactly.
Who's Hunter Biden?
And what does how much money he got paid per month have to do with any goddamn thing?
What business of this is yours? He's part of your, I was at a party and somebody was fucking talking shit about like, talking about the tax bracket and like how the 1% of the population being taxed and stuff like that. And they're using the world population instead of the population of the United States because we in the United States are already in the 1% of the world. Like, you don't understand that we're already in the 1%. So you can't talk about the world 1% and like what that average is because we're way above that in the first place. But if you're talking about the percent, like that 1% of the American public, you know, of the Americans that are 1%, like, and why are you even sticking up for somebody that's making $450,000 a year? Like, how many people do you know? How many people do you know? Nate, how many people do you know that you're friends with that make over $450,000 a year? How many? And you know a lot of people.
I know a few people who at some point in their career made that much money, yes.
Okay.
I do.
All right. Do you know anybody that's making $450,000 a year on a regular basis that you're talking with, that you're friends with, that affects your life daily?
No.
How about you on that?
At this point, no.
Okay.
Not that affects my life.
But to be fair, in the 90s, there were some news anchors that I know that were making that type of money.
Fuck.
In Sacramento. They were making north of $450,000 a year.
Oh, I know one person. That's the person that owns our company.
So I guess what I'm saying is, like, people like that should have no stake in arguing or sticking up for people that are making $450,000 a year. Think that those are people that they should be, like, that have their interests in mind.
Well, because of American exceptionalism, Jason. Because
they want to be able to fuck people over when they get to that point.
Right. They want to think of themselves as being.
It's not going to happen.
Being that person.
I'm sorry to say this to you, but that's not going to happen. And that's not the fucking American dream. That's not the American dream. And you've been sold a bad idea of what the American dream is. Because the American dream isn't about being a millionaire and about having $450,000 a year in payment. What it's about is being able to go to a job 5 days a week, 40 hours a week, have health insurance, and be able to afford a house and a car and a family. That's what the American dream was supposed to fucking be if you're a white.
Hey, we have some good news. We have some justice for everybody. In a plea deal, prosecutors have dropped the phony ID charge filed against a tipsy Iowa collegian who was carrying a fake Hawaii ID with the name McLovin on it in his wallet. Yeah, he got the one at Spencer's.
Yeah,
McLovin.
Daniel Burleson, who's 20, was arrested back in October at a bar check in an Iowa City night spot. The underage University of Iowa student who smelled of booze, had slurred speech, bloodshot eyes, was escorted from the airliner bar and busted for public intoxication, being a minor in possession of alcohol, and being in a bar while underage. He was also hit with a charge when they spotted him with the fake Hawaii ID with the name McLovin and the June 1981 date on it. We talked about this when it happened. Yeah. It's from the movie Superbad. You can buy them at Spencer Gifts and a variety of other places. It's a joke thing.
Yeah.
To get charged on that is complete and utter bullshit. Anyway. So
good thing they dropped it.
Yeah. He was, in fact, fined $265 for the public intoxication counts. But otherwise, he's fine. And good news, he's 21 now. So
he doesn't need it.
He does not need it.
Good for him.
The actual McLovin, if you want to feel old, turned 38 back in June.
Oh, damn.
Right? Right? The passage of time is a hell of a thing. It's a hell of a thing.
Let's leave the...
Wrong one.
Florida. Land of enchantment. And crazy shit. This is Florida Corner.
All righty, it's time for a Florida follow-up. A Florida prosecutor has filed misdemeanor criminal count against a 20-year-old man who was arrested for allegedly engaging in sexual conduct with a pair of large stuffed animal toys at a Target store. A misdemeanor information charge against Cody Christopher Meter. He's charged criminal mischief in connection with the October 22nd incident at a Target near St. Petersburg.
This is the dude who was coming on it, right?
Yeah. He was accused of willfully and maliciously damaging Target goods by ejaculating on the merchandise.
I remember when I used to do that.
No. The court filing notes the damage to said property was $200 or less. He's free on $150 bond. He's scheduled for another arraignment in January. Now, according to the police report, he arrived at Target around 2 p.m. and approached the display featuring characters from the Disney film Frozen.
Oh, yeah.
He then selected a large stuffed Olaf and placed it on the floor and proceeded to dry hump the cinematic snowman until he ejaculated on the merchandise.
I mean, to be fair, it's pretty hot.
Upon returning the soiled stuffed animal back to the merchandise rack, he entered the toy department. There, cops allege he selected a large unicorn.
Makes sense.
And began to dry hump that item, too.
He likes imaginary things.
After being detained by police, he admitted to doing stupid stuff and that he had, quote, nutted on the Olaf stuffed animal.
That's just disgusting.
That's sad.
Yeah, nutting on Olaf.
I forgot that he said that he'd done the bad thing, and then I, like, think about him, like, this dude had some issues.
So they have filed misdemeanor charges against him. That is the follow-up from Florida on that one. And finally, for our last story of 2019, our last bit of of business for the year. A seasonal UPS worker was arrested and charged with stealing parcels containing more than $1,000 worth of electronics. That's according to Florida cops. By the way, the headline, Florida man with sprawling do nabbed on grand theft charge. His name is Emmanuel Reagan. He's 18, and he was busted on a felony grand theft charge. He allegedly swiped packages that were supposed to be delivered to the Miami area. Accused of stealing two Kindles, an iPad, and a laptop, he was released on bond and is scheduled for an arraignment on January 2nd. On a related note, his hair is enormous. Kareem, you seeing that hair?
Yeah, I saw that hair. Man.
In an old school reference, the smoking gun refers to it as the size and shape of Karnak the Magnificent's turban.
I saw a story this morning about a lady, and I think she was in Colorado. She put like trash and cigarette butts in a UPS box for the motherfuckers that were stealing.
People have been putting like dog poo and other things like that. But this guy actually was a delivery guy. So it wasn't like he was a porch pirate. It never got to the porch.
Oh,
never
wow.
Got
to the porch, yeah.
He was a seasonal worker for him. So.
Dumbass.
Anyway, soon 18. So when I moved to Sacramento, he was 6.
Yeah.
God damn it.
When I moved to Sacramento, he was...
Well, Woodland.
He wasn't born.
So I think the real lesson here, kids, is don't do the math.
Yeah,
don't. Because it'll all... I try to tell people all along, math is not your friend.
It's not your friend.
All right, that's going to do it. Thank you, everybody, for downloading the show this year in 2019. We will be back in 2020 with more fresh new episodes, maybe some new ideas, things that are a little bit different. And so we hope you enjoy that. Have a great new year, and we'll see you in 2020. Bye, everybody.